Hey y'all, I'm Danny, and this is Heard. Hi guys, welcome back to Heard the Podcast. I'm your wonderful and amazing host. Thanks for joining me back with another episode. I'm joined by the wonderful Miss China. What can we go by? Like, what can we, like,
you know, you
can made in China.
China Keys, China Pain.
Oh, Gail, you were talking on, you were like China Keys. So is it China Keys Pain, or is it hyphenated now for you? Like, legally?
I haven't changed my name.
You thinking about yet.
I told you I'm indecisive. So mm-hmm. like, I really don't know which one I like.
Do you feel pressure to change your name? China is still, are you still considered a newlywed? What's the time frame for newlyweds? Is it like a 2-year thing, 3-year thing?
I still consider us a newlywed till some of our friends get married. Until they get married, ooh, we still newlyweds. it's been a year and 4 months, so I feel like that's still
newlywed. Still newlywed. Yeah. What do you think, J-Rob? Think of newlyweds? I feel like anything under 3 years is still kind of new.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Very new.
Yeah, I think, okay, definitely. Yeah, newlyweds. So yes, China is newlywed. China is newlywed, guys. Congrats to her. How's married life so far?
Married life is wonderful.
Okay, we'll get into married life later, but I'm so excited to have you on my show because, like, if one of the most fun things about Twitter is following China. So I just wanted to say that. So I guess like you're today's like guest co-host or guest. I don't know. We're gonna see how this goes, but
it's very funny when people say that.
What?
People say I'm really funny on Twitter, but I really just be saying.
I love following fun people on Twitter. It makes it fun. Like you're a good one. I follow this other guy named Carrie. Mm-hmm. It's scary. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's funny.
They always post him on the Shade Room. I know he'd be getting mad about that. Drink some more wine.
More wine.
Okay, so, every time I have a guest on the show, I love to play a game, and my favorite game right now is This or That. So I play, basically the game is I play snippets of a pair of songs. They could be similar in subject matter, they can be similar artists, it could be similar producers, it can be similar in some way.
Okay.
So that's what I like to do on this show right now. So this actually was a struggle, and the thing is, China, you are a graduate from Bowie State. You got your undergrad from Bowie State.
Yes. 2015.
Okay. 2015. Yeah, and I graduated from Towson in 2016.
Okay.
What year did you graduate high school?
2011.
Me too. So we're the same age. Okay, great. So at first, honestly, I was going to do, because China was, I was kind of like curious too. We were just wondering like, what's the song of the summer right now? Or whatever. And I was going to play like the songs that are popular right now to see which one can like be knocked off the list and what can be like the song of the summer. Mm-hmm. But then when I was doing my research and stuff, I was like, I want to go another direction.
Okay.
Because we both are college grads, and we both like experienced, we both had the college experience of like parties, and like we just mm-hmm. we all have those, but between 2011 to 2015, 2016, we all have those songs that like remind us of like mm-hmm. our college experience. Yeah. So this is what I'm going to do.
Okay, this is fun.
This is what I'm going to do. This is This or That, Song of the Summer, College Edition. Let's name it that.
I like that.
Let's name it that. Okay. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
This was so difficult.
This was so difficult. I'm like, oh my gosh, I wanted to make this. I'm just like, no, fuck it. Like, if it's not perfect, it's not perfect. Yeah. But like, it was just like, oh my gosh. Like, I remember this song. I remember I was right here doing this and that and da 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 da. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here we go.
Don't mind me, baby.
I don't say no. Okay, so that one's Wale. Mm-hmm. Clappers. So that one. Mm-hmm. Or this one.
Listen to this track. This one?
Didn't it just go diamond like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Is this one no went hands. Diamond 2 weeks ago? Yeah.
No hands went crazy.
Can you rap Wale's full song, full verse?
I'm pretty sure I can. Yeah, that was like freshman year, sophomore year. I remember that.
So between clappers and no hands, you're picking
No hands. Had the longevity, like a lot more than clappers did. Clappers is always fun to dance to too, though. But no hands is just like that iconic college song. I remember.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. That. But you would still go off if they play clappers in the club, though.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So I mean, I feel like that's a win-win for Wale either way, because even with no hands, like his verse is the most memorable off that song anyway. So.
And they was trying to debate about that. Like,
what they say?
They was like, no, it was Roscoe Dash's, because he did like the ROSCOE, but like, no.
He was good with the hook. I mean, the hook. You know what I'm saying? But the verses, the rap. Right. I don't know. I think
people
Wale.
Know his verse word for word.
Why they play Wale too much? That's another. Yeah. Okay. So next round is this one.
Okay.
In college.
Me up 2013. Yeah.
All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night. Down and out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Drowning out with these love songs. She got me up.
Okay, so that's J. Cole and Miguel, Power Trip. And I remember, was this... I remember it was 1 year I was in college, and he did the whole Dollar and the Dream tour, and he was charging $1 to get into the Fillmore.
Yes.
Did you do that?
Yeah, you don't know about that story?
No, what happened? Girl,
I rapped on stage with J. Cole during that time. Yeah, at the Dollar and Dream tour.
Is there a video at the Fillmore? Mm-hmm. Is there video footage of this that you can pull up right now on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Can I see it real quick? I didn't go because I had to study. I was at school still doing a project.
Yeah, it's a whole story about that. I won tickets on the radio to go and to.
But he was charging $1 to get in.
I know, but the tickets for the radio, you won like early access, so you could get in front of everybody. So I was already in the front. I had a shirt that said "Rap Back to the Topic with J. Cole or Die Trying," and he saw it. He was like, "You want to do that?" And I said, "Yeah." So then I got on the stage and I rapped it with him.
What you trying to say?
Rap Back to the Topic with J. Cole and Die Trying.
Let's get into this.
I'm posted it on the third page. I have to. So you're definitely picking Power Trip. Oh wait. I almost told you what the song was. Hold on. So Power Trip by J. Cole and Miguel.
Okay.
Versus this.
These are really good times for me.
This song?
Yeah. These are good times, man.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me.
And this was the time when, like, Kendrick was like, he was just,
it's
like.
It's so fun to see their rise now, because, like, I remember being there sitting outside the Fillmore when I don't even think he had come out with Good Kid, M.A.A.D City yet. Like, it was like the Section 80 tour with, like, all the rest of TDE was there. And now, look at him.
Did you go to the Schoolboy Q concert at all?
I went to a Schoolboy Q concert.
At the Fillmore?
At Echo Stage.
Okay.
I went to the Fillmore, too. Actually,
I went to the Fillmore one week, and he had Vince Staples open for him.
And was that when Man of the Year was out? And
yes.
Like a mosh pit in the bottom? I think I was in that. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. But I've actually seen all of them, except for, I think, J-Rock. Yeah. But I probably would pick Power Trip just for, like, the sentimental time. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, loving that song. And I just remembered, like, the drums that breakdown at the beginning. Like,
And then Miguel and,
Yeah.
Okay. But that was a hard one for you?
If you would have picked another song by Kendrick, it probably would have been harder. But.
What song?
I don't know. I gotta think.
Poetic Justice?
Is Money Trees on the album, right?
Good Kid, M.A.A.D City?
Yeah.
I think, it is.
Yeah,
not the one.
Yeah, it's on there.
Money Trees.
You think Money Trees would have stand a better chance against Power Trip?
But they're not the same type of song though.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I like Money Trees more.
But you're going with Power Trip.
Or Backseat Freestyle. One of those two. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. you're going with Power Trip over
Push It Through. I'll go with Power Trip.
Mm-hmm. I would have picked Kendrick. Okay. So here's the next one. this whole album in college. And he was at the Fillmore too. I see him at the Fillmore too. I had a good time. I was at the Fillmore all the time in college.
No,
2 Chainz, Schoolboy Q, ASAP Ferg, everybody.
You are looking at a shark in a fish tank. When I'm in the kitchen, I make plenty cash. Tell shorty call me, she got plenty ass. Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I saw he was at our thing, I think 2012 homecoming.
Was this the one where he was in the wheelchair?
I gotta remember, maybe.
It was one time he broke his leg. He was still performing. He was still going on tour. Got that money. He still got that money. I'm about to just have these girls push me back and forth. Yeah, I get it. No, get that money.
He was like not the opener. He was the headliner for homecoming, I think, in 2012.
Bowie?
Mm-hmm. And it was at, I think it was at the Bay Sox Stadium. Yeah, I went to that one.
We had Juicy J at our, we called it Tiger Fest.
Mm-hmm.
We had Juicy J at Tiger Fest, and we also had Ray Shrimmer at our Tiger Fest.
Mm,
so that was the situation.
Drop that pussy, bitch. What you twerking about? Some young pop champagne. Ain't know the face.
French Montana was the other person that was at that concert.
Oh,
because I remember both of these songs during that concert. So, I would probably pick Don't Stop.
Really pop that over Let Him Strippers?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I just think of songs that remind me of college and
mm-hmm.
like dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I was dancing more to pop.
I'm going to throw a curveball.
Okay.
So you said you picked Pop That over Let Him Strippers?
Yes.
Okay, so keep Pop That, right?
Got you.
Can Pop That go against this one right here?
No.
Mike Wilmer.
This definitely got it.
Bands make her dance.
So bands over Pop That.
Bands make her dance.
Okay.
Bands make her dance. Bands make her dance. Bands make her dance.
Remember he had Miley little skinny ass come out on stage?
Yes.
And then that changed her life forever.
Right.
Okay. So that one. Okay, so you picked Pop That over Love and Trippers, but then you picked Bands over Pop That.
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay, so here's the next one. This was a good time. This is a good little... T.I. had a good run.
Yes. Dude. Yes, he did.
We got London on the track.
Whoa.
On the
track. Yeah, man. T.I.P. and this motherfucker with me, nigga.
This was a good one.
To the max with it. Rich.
I count 6 shots.
Listen at the bando. A nigga jury real metal like.
And this is when everybody thought that he kept saying Damani like his son, but he was saying the money.
Yeah. That's true.
So that one about the money by T.I. featuring Young Thug.
I think I do.
You think you do?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, you think you know?
I think so.
I almost want you to say it. Give me a hint. Say it. Say
Boy
a hint.
Style.
Yes, it was. What happened?
I don't know.
Rich homie, where you at? What's going on?
How are you?
Rich gang.
I know what I'm picking.
I definitely
picking this. Did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. From the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Yeah, so
in that part,
in the beginning.
My friends still be joking about that to this day. Like, yeah, that was a
so
good
lifestyle over about the money.
Yes.
Okay. So here's the next. I'm glad you know. Do you know me? What else you gonna put up against that? Like,
right.
But like those, I love both those songs.
Yeah,
like,
no, those are really good songs.
But Lifestyle is just
yeah.
Rich Homie Quan, what's going? Everybody thought him and Young Thug was like related or some shit like that, or the same nigga or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, he was on Travis Scott. So I discovered Travis Scott through I didn't discover Travis Scott through Kanye West. Well, how did I discover Travis Scott? I don't know. But one of the first Travis Scott songs that I liked was the one, Rich Homie Quan and, was it Young Thug?
I know what you're talking about.
3500 with Travis Scott and Rich Homie Quan. I think Young Thug was on it too, right? Or no?
I think he was.
He might have been. This is when Rich Homie Quan. You know, you know how, like, at one point, like, Young Thug and Gunna were on songs together all the time? Yeah. At one point, Thug and Rich Homie Quan was on the songs all the year.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Yes. So, so that one. Okay, so great. So you picked Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Here's the next one. So this one, I don't know. It's whatever. It's, I was experimenting. So, okay. You know, whatever. So here we go.
Okay.
Huh? What you say your name was?
Got a deal on the track. Okay. Huh?
Okay.
Whoa.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana about Migos. And you know, this is the thing, right? I still love Migos. Mm-hmm. But I loved Migos so much in college.
Yeah. That was
like that whole, like, a no label joint they had out. And loved Cross the Country. I loved Hannah Montana. I loved Freak No. I loved all the early Migos stuff. Fight Night, that was my shit.
I definitely remember being in a party that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I think Hannah Montana, like, definitely is one of their staples. And definitely is like the go-to song for, like, around college. And, like, everybody, like, just get hype and stuff.
Right.
Okay, that's why I picked that one. Mm-hmm. So then the next one I picked, right, I picked it because I wanted to pick another song to go against it, but I wasn't sure how you were going to react to it because you went to Bowie State. But then again, like, Bowie State always came up to Towson a lot, so whatever. But I'll tell you what I was going to do after this one.
Okay.
But I picked this one to go against him, Montana, because it's another song that can drop in the club around that time that we all, like, went crazy to. Mm-hmm. So here it is. That one.
Yeah.
It do.
I'm a gorilla in a fucking scoop.
They was playing Finito at Eaton at Wild Days a couple of weeks ago.
That's, like, never gonna die.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what you got?
I'll pick Finito.
Over Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
Put your mind in. So for real? Even during college? I'm making sure that's what you pick. Even during college?
Yes. During college, I remember jumping to that song.
So they play Hannah Montana and Finito. Like, you would be more hype with Finito?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hmm. So I was going to pick. Okay. So this is the other song that I wanted to go against. I want to know if. I don't want to underestimate you, though. So this is another song. This is what I think about when I hear Finito.
Okay.
That.
Okay. I can see this.
Yeah.
They played this a lot, too.
At Bowie?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. I never went to any Bowie.
Bowie is half Baltimore.
I didn't know. See, I knew that.
Bowie is half Baltimore and half Fiji.
I think I got the bird.
You know, but you know what?
Coke and smack? Yeah.
Okay, because see, a lot of Bowie people would come up to Towson too to party with us, but the Bowie people that I knew of were the ones that were from PG. So I didn't know any Baltimore Bowie people.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So
Bowie is half Baltimore, half PG. I would say a lot of people I know that, like, was on the same floor as me was, like, half of them was from Baltimore and went to, like, what is it, Poly and City and, like, those schools up there, and then, like, the other half was from PG.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had a lot of a lot of Baltimore, a lot of Pennsylvania people, a lot of Philly people, a lot of Delaware people, a lot of, you know, New York people in Towson and stuff. Okay, so what would you pick if Finito went against Bird Flu? What would you pick?
I would pick Finito.
Why?
But because I just feel like that's a bit more hype.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put Bird Flu against, like, a Shy Glizzy song, that might be interesting. Because I feel like those...
White Girl?
Maybe. Yeah. Because I feel like they're not the same song, but those are, like, the same, like... I remember being in, like, MLK and, like, our auditorium, and, like, they would play Bird Flu, and then they would play, like, something by Shy. So it would be, like, not, like, DC versus Baltimore, but, you know, like, everybody from Baltimore would be doing, like, that, the Scrum with Coke and Smack, and then the people from DC would be, like, hype for Shy.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely remember that. Because Shy came to our our school. I think that was my senior year. Yeah, it was my senior year. And yeah.
And what he do?
He performed he performed everything from what's the mixtape called? I can't remember what it's called. The one that has like
Law.
Yeah. Law. The one that has like Celebration and Funeral and all that stuff on it. Yeah.
I remember I saw Chance the Rapper at the Fillmore. I told you I was deep in the Fillmore at college. I was at all the shows. He brought out Shaq Lizzy.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. 21 brought out Shaq Lizzy for the Drake show.
Oh, he did?
They didn't perform anything, but yeah, he just like walked out with him the same way like Drake be walking out with people.
He could have had him on stage real quick.
Right.
Okay, so this last one is J-Rob's.
Okay.
Because I couldn't.
No, it's not.
You picked these two songs.
It's a mutual decision.
I agreed with it. Because I just didn't know what to do with these people. I just didn't know. I panicked. I don't know. But you know, I'm gonna play it anyway, and we can just go down memory lane of our favorite songs from these two people. Okay.
Okay.
So this is what I got nervous. I'm like, I don't know what to do with these people. I wanted them to go against each other, because it's either they can go against themselves, mm-hmm. or they can go against each other. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And I wanted to go against each other. I didn't want to. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
You used to call me on my.
Now this was a situation. Okay?
You used to.
Oh yeah. The red puff jacket.
Yes, exactly.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Ain't I when you need my.
And wasn't the Dram guy mad at this?
Yes, because he said he copied off of whatever that
broccoli.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forget.
Just get off of me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like the same. Yeah.
So that one, and then this is the one that J-Rob picked.
Okay. I picked this one.
Those are
kind of
different.
Yes. Yeah. They're different, but they're different. Pause real quick. They're different, but I agree with it because they have some sort of like cultural like following behind it. Hotline Bling was a really big thing in pop culture. Even with the white folks, like they were doing like little remake. It was really big. Mm-hmm. This song, Mask Off, was huge for Future too. I feel like this is one of Future's biggest songs.
Yeah.
Like mainstream wise. You know what I'm saying? So
yo, practice it. Miley practice it. Practice it. Miley practice it.
I would probably pick Mask Off.
Over Hotline Bling?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your memory from Hotline Bling? Like a memory that you can just dig up right now.
A memory is mm-hmm. one a college doing memory. This, but also like I just remember doing this a lot. But also like that came out, I think I was out of college by then.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because my memory is that I remember going to a Drake concert on the mall with Reggie.
The mall?
Yeah, like the National Mall.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Global Citizen Festival, but it was something like that, mm. where like he was the headliner, and I ended up winning tickets.
Are you going to winning these damn tickets, girl?
I won a lot of tickets back in the day, I'm not even going to lie. But I won tickets to see Drake, and me and Reggie had just gotten together. We were like together for like 3 months or something.
When did y'all meet in college?
Yeah, we met in college.
He went to Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
What was his major?
Business administration with a concentration.
So accounting. So he's good with money.
Yes,
that's a check. That's a check mark for you, Reggie. That's a good listen. A black man good with money. Check.
Yes.
So you help her, but you help budget the household, yes. Right? I fuck
funny
with you, Reggie.
Because like when we do budgets, like I'm not. He's organized. I'm not.
Ooh, so like, he's organized too.
Yes. So when we do China, like
sister.
So like we have like a spreadsheet of our budget.
A spreadsheet, China. It's the spread. What else you got? Folders.
Yeah, we have all of it. He's very organized. He's particular.
It's the spreadsheet for me.
But like I tried to make.
He is a grown man.
Oh definitely. I tried to make a spreadsheet, and he was like,
"He got some cousins or some brothers or something."
You know, my friends ask me that all the time, and the answer is no, unfortunately.
You got no cousins, Reggie? No cousins?
He don't have that many close cousins. Mm. I would say, like, he has some cousins, and one of his cousins tried to hit on my friend at our wedding.
Well, how was that?
I don't think it,
it's always a drunk cousin somewhere at somebody's wedding, yeah, acting yeah. up. Remember that scene from Soul Food?
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't think it panned out, but I think that's like one of the good things. But yeah, when we would make, like, I made a spreadsheet for our budget first, and he was like, "This is, what are you doing?" Like, and he changed the whole thing, because what I do is just, I just be putting stuff everywhere on the stuff, and he makes it all organized and stuff. But yeah, that, going back to my memory, that is what I remember about Hotline Bling, because like the back, what is that, like the screen behind Drake, it said 1-800 Hotline Bling, mm-hmm. and I remember taking a picture of it, mm-hmm. so that's how I remember.
But you were fresh out of college.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I remember that. Yeah,
I was fresh out of college, but that's like my memory of Hotline Bling.
What year, let me see what year that came out, because now I'm curious, because I did like a because I'm a graphic designer, so I mm-hmm. made it in art and design in school.
Okay.
And it was like a lot. It was, that art program is very extensive, so I did like an extra semester, huh? Mm-hmm.
15.
Okay, so I was still in school, because I graduated May 2016. Okay, yeah, I was still there, but I was almost done with college, so that's why I still think. But you said 2015. What month was it?
Oh, I just said the year.
Oh, when did you graduate? Probably like what? May.
That's May. Yeah.
So yeah, you probably was fresh out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think I was fresh out. I think it probably came out that summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With that puff coat on like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was in the building.
I remember they did the Hotline Bling, they played around with Adele's Hello.
Oh yeah.
Remember that? Yeah, that was good. That was good.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I remember Hotline Bling making me feel like I had taste. I don't know why. It is made fancy. Me feel like I had taste. Like in college, like it's certain people that make me feel like I had, like when I listen to Tyler, mm-hmm. I feel like I have taste. When I listen to Solange, I feel like I have taste.
I feel like
I have taste, you know?
I can see that.
Like I feel like with him, like it was the haircut with the slit, the jacket, the whole, I'm a sucker for visuals. Like if you got a good visual
in
a good like situation, mm-hmm. I'm a sucker for it.
Yeah, I get that.
Mask Off for me, definitely a time in college.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely like in Towson, you know, like Morgan State, Coppin State, we all like, you know, intertwined with our parties and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember just like this being at parties and bars and stuff. I remember it was this, like, I don't know if you heard of it, but some people from Bowie came up there. It was this, I think, wait, what was it, 14, 2014? I don't know, one of them years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was before 15, I think.
Okay.
It was this big party at a firehouse. And I think the Kappas threw it, or the Qs threw it. No, yeah, the Q's threw. It was a big party at a firehouse in Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
and the Morgan folks threw it, and we all were there. Towson, Coppin, and Bowie were there. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
I don't.
And they were like paying girls. Like, it was like a whole thing of like, and I think, you know, David J. DeVergo,
mm-hmm.
he was there. I think on the mic or whatever. I think
okay.
I'm gonna be saying his name. I haven't talked to him in years, but, but no, like it was a whole thing, and like it was crazy. Like it was girls like, oh, take your shirt off, you'll get $500. It was like crazy.
Oh, wow.
Like it was crazy. But like, you know, parties like that, like, you know, the dark mood, and like this party, you know, just being drunk as a mask all come on.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
I just remember being in parties, Millie rocking the mask off. Like, you know what I'm saying? And Mask Off, he had Rihanna Millie rocking, he had everybody Millie rocking the mask off. You know what I'm saying? Like Mask Off was a vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you ever go to a pretty nasty party?
You said what?
Did you ever go to a pretty nasty party?
Mm-mm, was that a sorority?
No, it's the
Kappas.
The Kappas and the Qs threw it together.
I don't think so.
So like the pretty nasty party. Yeah. I remember that was like one of my last college parties. Yeah.
Pretty. Have I been to a pretty? I don't know. I've been to a lot of, especially my last semester. I almost didn't graduate because I was.
I almost didn't graduate.
But I made it through. But I almost didn't.
I didn't know I was graduating until 2 weeks before, and then I sent like a mass Facebook message out to my family, like, "Hey, I'm graduating. If you want to come to my graduation."
Yeah, it was like that. It was just like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My major was computer science, so like, I don't even know what was happening.
Did you have to do an internship?
I didn't have to, but I did.
I had to for my graduate. So I interned at a PR firm in Columbia, Maryland.
Okay,
it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I honestly, like, I, you know, college isn't for everyone, but for me, I think college is one of the best moments, times in my life. I feel like I grew a lot. I just feel like it's one of my favorite experiences.
Yep.
To me, I loved college.
I met pretty much all of my best friends in college. I met my husband in college. Like, yeah, I had an amazing time in college. It was It was stressful, but it was fun. Mm-hmm. Like, just even, like, the like, communal living. Like, just being able to, oh, you want to go to so-and-so's room? Go walk down.
So you lived in the dorms?
I lived in the dorms, and then I lived in the on-campus apartments.
So for me, when I was at this house, and I lived off-campus, mm-hmm. but you know how Baltimore is, like, everything's, yeah. like, so, like, close. Like, everything's, yeah. you know, so I lived on off-campus apartments, but they still had shuttles go, you know, because there's, like, okay. there's like, a whole strip, like, Lock Raven Boulevard is a strip of full of apartments, mm-hmm. and Towson shuttles would still go to those apartments and still pick you up if you need yeah. to get picked. So that was my thing, because the dorm stuff, I was like, this is expensive for, like, what's going on here? Even the off, but their off-campus apartments were really, really cute, too, but they were expensive. But so how did you get into photography, though? So when did that start for you? Because you're a really great photographer. And I know that you don't do that full time, mm-hmm. but you still find a way to get in. Because, you know, you still get into the concerts and do the events and stuff. You still do the festivals and stuff when you can. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, when did you get into photography, and how do you navigate that with having a 9-to-5?
So I got into photography in high school. Okay. I used to always have, like, the little Kodak point and shoot that I used to walk around with at, like, the end of the school year, take pictures with your friends and stuff like that. And then, this sounds stupid, but, like, I started taking pictures of myself, and I was like, oh, I'm pretty good at this. Like, I used to just, like
self-portraits?
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny, because, like, I used to do that, and I don't do that anymore at all, but I probably should. Yeah. But, yeah, like, I used to do that, and I was like, okay, I kind of like photography a little bit more. Like, so I was in, like, an engineering track in high school, and my 11th grade year, I was supposed to take, I think it's digital electronics, and I was like, no, I want to take photography instead. So I was like, I'm going to take photography. I took it. I fell in love with, like, the dark room. Like, that's how I learned photography, was in a dark room first. So, like, fell in love with, like, developing film and shooting film and all that type of stuff. So after that, I took photography, too, in my senior year. I learned, like, a little bit about Photoshop and stuff like that.
Lightroom.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then after that, I went to college, but I went for computer science, so I didn't go for photography, but I still liked photography. But I didn't have a camera anymore, because the cameras was at the high school.
They didn't they didn't have cameras to rent in Bowie?
They probably did, but I was in the computer science building, so I never, like, was there. Mm-hmm. So, but I was taking pictures on my phone a lot. Mm-hmm. So I would take pictures on my phone, and, like, people would always tell me, like, you have the eye. Like, you're really good at this. Like, you should get a camera. So I, like, the first, like, 2 years of college, I was, you know, just living, mm-hmm. taking pictures on my phone, enjoying myself. And, like you said, you was at the concerts. I was at the concerts, too. So we probably was right next to each other, for real, because I was at the Fillmore all the
Me
time.
Me, too. Everybody was
because that's when they had just opened it in, like, 2011. And I was like, oh, that's not too far from Bowie. We could just take mm-hmm. a ride up there, take the train up there, figure it out. And, yeah, so that's what we did. And I used to take pictures on my phone a lot. And then I was like, I would see people in the pit, and I'm like, I could do that too. Because, like, the pictures I would take on my phone of the concerts was kind of cool. So,
wait, maybe I'm just always, like, not paying attention. I'm just paying attention to who's on stage. But what's the pit? The little
in front.
Okay. Y'all call it the pit.
Yeah. Where the barricade is, mm-hmm. everybody in front of that is taking pictures. They're in the pit.
Okay. That's yeah. called the pit. Okay.
Yeah. So, like, I would see that, and it kind of inspired me to just, like, I didn't know how to get there, but I was like, I could do that. And I remember I had a friend, like I said, I was always at the concert. So I had a friend who wrote for a blog called How Was the Concert? And I met him at these concerts, and we would just talk and chill or whatever. Then in 2014, I had actually bought a camera. Mm-hmm. And
what was your first camera?
It was a Nikon D5100.
Mm-hmm. So. I don't know what that is, but I want her to say it just for the show purposes. And these photographers out there, that's the, I mean, the, someone out there saying, oh, that was mine too. You know, so go ahead.
Yes, I bought that. Actually, I was hanging out with a whole bunch of photography people, but, like, I didn't have a camera. And then one dude, this is very random, but I was on a game show.
China, no.
Very random life. I don't know what this
is. Wait, so you were on a game show?
Yeah, I was on the Black College Quiz, which, like, you're not gonna see unless you watch, like, Aspire, or, like, it'd be on, like, reruns on those type of channels, like Bounce, Aspire. But yeah, I was on a game show called the Black College
Quiz. How'd you get on that?
Because I'm a nerd, and I like trivia. I like stuff like that.
It was a sign-up sheet at Bowie or something
like
that?
They recruited
That's not fair. Maybe because isn't Bowie HBCU or something like that?
Yeah.
We ain't had it.
Well, yeah, it's called the Black College Quiz.
Oh,
so yeah.
That's not fair. That's not fair. Towson had a good design program. That's why I went. I would have went to Morgan, but I feel like Towson might be a little bit better. Yeah. Go ahead.
But yeah, so I won $500 from that.
Mm-hmm.
Used that money to buy this camera that my friend who was a photographer, he was upgrading. He was like, you want to buy this camera? I said, sure. So I used $500 to pay for that camera. And then once the guy that had done the concert vlogs, he was like, hey, do you want to shoot Broccoli City?
And what year was this?
2015.
And I think that was the year that Solange headlined, wasn't it?
No, that was 2016. 2015 or 2017. 2015 was like, Erykah Badu was like a DJ. It was Joey Badass. It was like Jaden and Willow Smith. Like, it was like a...
And this is when they still had it at the, not RFK, they had it at...
St. Elizabeth's, Gateway DC.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's the one. What's the station next to it?
It's only by MLK, right?
What was the one? What was they had 1 year they had it with Jhené Aiko and it was on Alabama Ave.
Yes, that one.
Okay,
that's what I'm talking about. Sorry. Yes,
it's a station right there. What station is that?
I forgot the name.
It's right there. I don't know. Something.
About a hospital though. But
yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Y'all know exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. So I was the first. That was the first concert I ever shot.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, it's actually funny when I look back at it because, like, I didn't know what I was doing.
Drink some more wine. Are you done?
I don't have any more.
Okay, let's get some wine, please. Let's get some wine. Thank you, J Rob.
Thank you.
J Rob is my favorite. Okay.
I appreciate you.
He's like my rock, you know? You know, J Rob?
Yes, I do know this, yes. Yes.
But yeah, I was, What was I saying?
You were saying that you shot Broccoli.
I was wearing jeans. I was wearing jeans and a kimono. Like, I didn't know what I was doing.
That's not the photographer fit. It's sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Exactly. I'm supposed to be wearing all black. I'm wearing a gray tee, a long kimono with some jeans and some boots. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just there like, oh, okay. I'll just take some pictures. So I took some pictures of that festival. And then that was it for... You know, that was, like, right before I had graduated.
And do you remember who you shot?
Yeah, I took pictures of everybody. I took pictures of all of them. I took pictures of Kelly Uchis, which is crazy. She was, like, the headliner. Or not the headliner, the opener. She was, like, there at, like, 2.
This is when she had the bleach blonde.
Yep.
And she linked up with Tyler at that point, didn't she?
Did she? All the way back then?
What year was that?
2015.
I think she was on the some fucking young. I think that's maybe that would have been. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Wow.
How'd that song go again? I forgot. The first song she did with Tyler. I forgot.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
Fuck. I forgot. But I'm picturing it in my head. I'm picturing it. The video was like a split screen. It was like pastel colors. She was on one side. He was on the other side. It was like he was doing the whole little pastel thing. I forgot what album that was, but. Go ahead.
Who else was there?
I think it was
Tink.
Wolf.
Tink was there.
Tink.
Mm-hmm. Tink. That wasn't the year that Just Blaze was there. But yeah, those are the main people I remember. There's probably some. Oh, like they had Marley from she's in California now, but she has like big red hair.
Marley?
Yeah. Is that her name now? I think so. Basically, Foots and Coles was in the band with Marley, and it was called Marley in the Mix.
Mm.
And they were there. I took their pictures. It's crazy, just like going all the way back then. Raz Nebby was there. Yeah, it was a lot. It was like local people and
Marley.
Yeah, I'll look onto my phone and show you.
Okay.
I don't know if that's her name anymore. I can't remember. But anyways,
I've probably seen her before.
Yeah, I think you have. But yeah, so like that was who I first took pictures of. My first ever concert festival was Broccoli City, which sounds crazy, but that's what it was. And then the next year when they had announced the lineup, I was like, oh, let me do like a little promotional thing or whatever. But I wasn't really thinking like I'm doing it to get a pass for this year. It was really just like, oh, this is Broccoli City's lineup this year. Who do y'all want to see? And that's literally what I did. And then... their media coordinator was like, hey, can we use some of these pictures? Mm. I was like, sure.
And then they had you shoot it again.
That's how it happened. Then I shot my shot, and I was like, if y'all need somebody for this year, mm-hmm. I remember talking to my friends, like, should I do this? Is this, like, too thirsty? What am I
that's
doing?
How I be. I still be having those thoughts today.
And they were like, do it. So, like, I sent a message. I was like, hey, if you need somebody to shoot this year, I can do that. And they were like, okay, cool. Can you shoot, like, all these other random events? And I was like, sure. I don't care. Once again, this is literally the second time I've ever taken pictures at a concert in my whole life. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, let's do it.
So you would say that you're self-taught?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're really good.
Thank you.
You're really good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I learned by myself. At least, like, digital photography. I learned film in high school, but, like, mm-hmm. digital photography, I just kind of picked up a camera and just...
Yeah,
started figuring it out.
I feel like I was more so in like the visual arts and like mm-hmm. graphic design, because like photography is a requirement mm-hmm. for my major. Mm-hmm. So I had to take photography. I had to get into Lightroom. I had to for the class. But like I feel like you can put my whole thing, because I was more so geared towards like I want to design logos. I was into design. I was like, uh-huh. I don't want this is like taking me away from this. I mean, I can use pictures to. For my artwork, but it's like right. whatever. But I think my whole point of saying this is like whatever you put your mind to, mm-hmm. you can do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you shouldn't don't let anything like hold you back from that. I feel like you really wanted to do it. You were really interested in it,
right?
And you deal. Like I feel like you know you can do whatever you need to do. That's basically yeah. what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think like I say like it's been a long time, but I think like a lot of my growth has been kind of organic because it really just starts from like okay. I'm taking pictures on my phone. I like mm-hmm. that. I'm taking pictures on my phone of concerts. I like that. I meet somebody who reviews concerts just because I'm at the shows all the time. You know, mm-hmm. like, it's just like that genuine, organic kind of growth, which mm-hmm. I appreciate about the way that my trajectory has gone.
Do you think, so what's your favorite? Because to me, in my opinion, I feel like festivals and concerts, their vibes are different. I feel like you can mm-hmm. tell what's a concert and what's a festival mm-hmm. type of thing. What is your favorite, like from your work, mm-hmm. what is some of your favorite work from? Is it from festivals or is it from like actual like indoor concerts? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would probably say festivals mm-hmm. because I think festivals are... less challenging in that there is actual light outside.
Natural light.
Mm-hmm. I think that in concerts, like I never forget, I shot the Chief Keef show and it was just
what
dark.
Year was this?
It was like, I think this was like 2018.
So Finito was going crazy, huh?
Yeah. And it was just dark. Like imagine all these lights was out. How I'm supposed to take a picture?
Right.
Tell me. I don't know. I never posted those pictures because I hated them because it was just dark.
You couldn't fix it in Lightroom at all?
You can, but it's still like, mm-hmm. you know, you turning up the ISO and it's mm-hmm. it was just not it. And then like when you're shooting concerts, oftentimes you only get 3 songs unless you're like on tour with the artist.
Okay, so after 3 songs they say, okay, leave
get
now.
Out. Yes. Mm. So like they might turn the lights up when Finito comes on, but Finito mm-hmm. is not coming on in the first 3 songs.
Till the end of the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, all those things you have to kind of, you know, play with and deal with when it comes to shooting concerts. I think festivals are enjoyable not only because it's, like, natural light or whatever, but also, like, it's just... There's a lot of things to take pictures.
It's a vibe. People dressing their best outfits. Yep. You know, the stage setup and
exactly.
all that stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. I think people put more... I guess work into a festival mm-hmm. than a concert sometimes, mm-hmm. I would say. Yeah.
Who has been your favorite person to shoot? Like who would have been your favorite person to shoot?
You know, it's funny. I just shot Broccoli City and like Asake, he is an Afrobeats artist. He mm-hmm. gave me some of my best pictures that mm-hmm. I've ever taken. Mm-hmm. Because he was just like that was just like an experience. He went from the stage, he went all around the whole audience into the crowd. He was jumping up and down. He jumped off that stage like 6 times. And like they let us stay in there the whole time. So I got like some really good shots of him. That was like a very enjoyable experience. Like I really love when I can tell that the artist loves what they do.
Mm.
He loves what he does.
So, yeah, that's my next question. Like, do you think, like, do artists and their, like, how they have their presence, does that help you with your job? Or, like, if an artist doesn't have a lot of stage presence, does that deter you from it? Like, does that affect does that affect your job? Or, yes. Like, how does that go?
100%. It's very hard shooting people that don't have stage presence. Mm. I remember, like, I shot 21 Savage in, like, 2017 Broccoli City.
And that was the year that he
just stayed like this the whole time. Mm. Just like this. He did nothing else. And I was like, this is the worst. He's gotten better over time.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like stuff like that is like, I get that you're not performing for me. Mm. I get that you're performing so that people can sing your songs. But I think that
you before you came, that's festival money prior. You know what I'm saying?
But like, I would say that's the difference between like a rapper, an artist, and a performer. You know, like you rap your songs. That's it. Cool. You perform. You are putting on a performance. Like Jid. He's a performer. Like, I think he's also one of my favorite people.
That's why I love, like, that's why I love when rappers perform. Because you don't get that a lot. Like, exactly. I will pay for a Tyler, the Creator show every time he's
right,
here.
Right,
I will go every single fucking time.
Performance. He's an artist.
Production, everything.
Exactly. The set design. All that. All of that. Like
even Vince Staples.
Yeah, I love that. That's something that I really appreciate.
You've never shot Tyler before?
I haven't.
I feel like those pics would go off.
Yeah. I haven't.
In a Vince Staples show, I feel like that would go off for you too. A Vince Staples of photography, that would go off for you.
I'm gonna check that out next time he's here. Last year, I think Tyler was at Something in the Water, but I was assigned J Balvin, and he was on the other side. It was like when it was on Independence Avenue when Something in the Water. So it was like one stage is over here and the other stage is all the way over here, and I had to shoot him. So I was like, I can't even get over there. By the time I walk over there, it's going to be like, no, you can't go. So, yeah, he's on my list of people I want to shoot. I've made a list. A couple weeks ago, with like the 50th anniversary of hip hop, I started looking back at my pictures just to like.
I saw you put me to post about it.
Yeah, just to see like who I've taken pictures of. And then I was looking, I was like, I made a list of all the people that I haven't taken pictures of that I want to.
Who? So, who is it? Who's that? I'm going to ask you that. Show me the list because we're manifesting. This show is also about manifesting, yes, guys.
Let me look at my list.
I want to know.
Okay. Go. Jay-Z. I took one picture of Jay-Z at Made in America, but it was like his side profile and he was in a golf cart. And I just took it because I didn't even realize he was in front of me driving a golf cart.
What year was this?
This was 2019. He was just in a golf cart going.
Yeah, making sure everything was good.
But like, that's like my favorite rapper. So I was I can't even believe
he's your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
Exactly. So I have Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kendrick, Kanye.
You never shot Kendrick?
I know.
I'm right? Shocked.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
I'm
shocked.
Like I should have been did that.
Who shot Kendrick? One of y'all shot Kendrick. Was it Jada?
Maybe.
One of y'all shot Kendrick. One of y'all did. I don't know.
Kanye.
I feel like that would have went off like during his what album would it be? Dark Fantasy. Mm-hmm. That whole era that he had. Mm-hmm. That would have went off for you. Cause his whole state. I love that whole his whole aesthetic. When
I remember Sean's like one of the first pictures I like paid attention to with Sean was when he took pictures of Kanye West at the Verizon Center.
What year was what was that for?
It was when he was in that cage thing. Oh, I can't remember. I think it was The Life of Pablo. I think.
It wasn't like Pablo the one when he was on the stage levitating?
Maybe that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Yeah. And it was just like all the people underneath it. Yes, that's what it was. Yeah. But like, I remember that and I was like, yeah. But I don't think I got to find Kanye at, I don't know when.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's, you know, let's just hope for the best, but, you know, I wouldn't go, you know, yeah. You better off getting Jay-Z.
Right.
You better off getting Jay-Z somewhere.
All facts, though. All facts.
I have Kid Cudi. I went to Rolling Loud. I've shot Rolling Loud twice.
Miami?
I went there, and I did take his picture, and it is a clear picture, but the way I took it, I was far back. I was standing on my tippy toes. It was a lot. I had like one shot to get one shot, and I liked it. But I want to do it like for real. That's why it says Cudi for real. I put Schoolboy Q, Absol.
I think Schoolboy Q might have an album come out, so that might happen. That might happen. I heard he got music coming out because he previewed something with somebody somewhere. Mm-hmm. I saw a clip somewhere, so I feel like you know that might work. Yeah. Go ahead.
Eminem. I don't know if that'll ever happen. I don't know. But I just really loved Eminem.
I love Eminem too. Oh my God. Like, knees weak, arms is heavy. Listen, okay?
Not for real. Like, cleaning out my closet. Oh yeah. Acting like I was really that mad at my mother, and I wasn't.
Yes.
I have Drake, Tyler, the Creator, Ludacris, Doja Cat, and Lauryn Hill.
Doja Cat. I'm going to her concert in November. Are you going? You might be able to get the Doja Cat thing.
I would love to do that.
And I'm excited to see.
People mad at her right now.
I know. We'll talk. Okay. So, real quick though, I think you should do Doja Cat because I'm excited for what the production's going to be, like the stage stuff, because like she's in her new era. I want to see what that's going to give. This is going to be my first time seeing Doja Cat live because I wanted to see her back in 2020 or 2019, 2021, whatever, when they did the iHeart Festival thing. And she dropped out because her team got COVID. So I only got to see Megan and all of them. So yeah. But okay. So real quick, because I wanted to know how you feel about certain people, because again, like, you know, China is very opinionated on Twitter. If you guys don't follow her, you have to follow her. You have to give your username at the end of the show. But like, I just want to know, like, there's certain things I have questions about.
Am I opinionated?
I just want to, but you're in a fun way. It's like, you know, it's entertaining, but you're still opinionated,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
It's not a bad thing to be opinionated. I mean, I'm opinionated. Yeah. J-Rob's quiet, but he's still opinionated. Like, you know what I'm saying? We all opinionated in some way. But I just, because I want to know, like, in this current climate, because, you know, you take pictures, you're a photographer, it's not your main job, but that's still your career. That's still who you are. Mm-hmm. And we discussed like stage presence and stuff, you know, whatever. But like, how do you feel about the current climate of like hip hop artists right now? Like, you know, like the younger people and people now, just like, how do you feel about the current climate of that?
It's a very interesting time, I would say. I think that the fact that, I know there was that whole stat of like, there hasn't been a hip hop or rap number one this whole year, like,
oh yeah, and oh yeah, because Travis didn't even go, because Travis didn't even go number one, but because that country guy is still number one. I still haven't. I look at the Billboard Hot 100 charts, and it's that, what's his name, Morgan Wallen or something like that. I have yet to hear that damn song yet. I don't know.
The small town song, right?
I don't know.
Do that in a small town.
Something about last something. I don't know. Oh. I don't think I've heard it though.
Yeah.
But that's why he ain't. That's why I feel like if it wasn't for the country guy, whatever his name is, I feel like Travis would have been, because his account. No, his is R&B.
Yeah.
But she was number one though.
Yeah. Taylor Swift took a lot too.
I think this year, like, the white folks are kind of like applying pressure again, because for a while, Drake and Future and all of them, they were number one all the time, everywhere.
Oh, decade.
For real.
Very true.
So the white folks are really coming through again. Like, oh, not this time. you know what I mean? Like, no.
Yeah, not for real. I mean, I think I look into a lot of like what Taylor Swift does because it's very interesting.
Go ahead. I don't know. I just feel like
she's a good songwriter. She really is. She really is.
She's good at writing songs. Yes.
That's what I have to say. She's really good at writing.
I don't know what it is.
I
don't know. I just feel like I don't even want to get into.
Speak your mind.
I feel like she's a bit. Taylor Swift to me is a. She is. I think that she's a bit underwhelming. I'll say that she's a bit underwhelming to me, just because I'm just so used to like black excellence. Like, we have to. We have to jump through hoops. But like, if this girl that checks off all the blonde, white, this, that, and, you know, you're making, you know, whatever. You don't have to be that. I'm not saying that she's talented.
Yes.
In general, at this point, I just feel like some of these like top girls, they're not as good as like the SZAs and the this and the Beyoncés and the this and that, whatever, but they still are making it up there.
I think in the same way that people develop relationships with Beyoncé, they do the same thing with Taylor Swift. So like,
what do you mean?
They follow their whole trajectory. They know their story. They know everything that they've gone through. And I think that a lot of that, like, pushes them to want to support them no matter what. Like, yes, Taylor Swift has like made all these like breakup songs about all these men or whatever, but like, when you look at a lot of the stuff that like one of the songs that she wrote about is like Dear John, and it's like to John Mayer, like you was 32 trying to date me as an 18-year-old. Yeah, don't you true. Think like
that? And was Demi Lovato said the same thing about what's his face. Because he was 34. What was it? How old she? She was like, finally 20. That's my. I love Demi. That's my girl.
Yo, I love Demi too.
I love Miley too. Even though Miley, you know, it was at one point Miley was just giving me too much, but I love her now.
Miley bothers me just because
she still bothers you.
I just can't get that one thing out of her, out of my head.
That era?
Like, oh, hip, I'm not with hip-hop anymore.
I know, that killed me.
Yuck, I'm not.
And when she, her whole bangers era was her, exactly. like, doing that. And, like, exactly. that's, she don't know me, but I mentally forgave her. Because at the end of the day, bangers is one of her best bodies of work. I don't care what nobody fucking says.
But if she don't appreciate it, then what?
She still appreciates it. She still be having Michael Maiden and all them on her damn songs still. She still be having them producer shit too.
I think that's just why she gets on my nerves. Because this is like your biggest era after Hannah Montana.
It. Yeah.
You wanted to twerk and, you know, dance with Robin Thicke at the VMAs.
That was a hot ass. That was a hot white mess.
Yes. And then it was like, I just can't do that anymore.
Of course. And that pisses me off because they use that to, even with, that's what I'm saying, like with Taylor Swift, like she be trying to like pick people up and try to like be, act like you would, like stop it. Like that was, that I just feel like that oh my God, because you're no, because your boyfriend or whoever it was saying some right now, but you broke up convenient. It was too convenient. Because what the fuck, that whole Ice Spice stuff, like I get it with the, we'll talk, you know what, actually, you know what, because there's no, because I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a lot because I honestly feel like you know what I'm saying? I get the whole, I love Ice Spice. But I just feel like at that moment, to me, I just feel like the Ice Spice Taylor link up was a bit calculated. I don't think it was very genuine.
It wasn't genuine at all.
I feel like it was very calculated.
It was too.
Because of that. And then conveniently the news broke. Yeah. Oh, such and such, she broke up with him and da 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 da.
Exactly.
Because I don't really think that Taylor Swift was dialed in on Ice Spice that quick. I just don't.
No, I don't either. And I think that she's just, I, you know, you cash in on a moment. I think that's a big part of hip hop right now, unfortunately, is like cashing in on a moment.
Okay. Hold on real quick, because that's a segue. And like, there's a couple things I wanted before we leave. Okay. So first, I want you to tell me, like, how do you think, I'll be more specific, because it's a lot of chitter chatter and stuff and whatever. Mm-hmm. So how do you think about the Ice Spices, the Sexy Reds, the Glorillas, like this, even this, you know, City Girl, whatever. How do you think about those new girls right now?
Mm-hmm. I love women in hip hop. I just want to make sure that they are long lasting. Like, I feel like I don't like the thought of women in hip hop being a time, an era. Like, no, niggas rap. Like, women rap, they just rap. Like, and I don't like the thought of it just being like, let me cash in for a quick moment. So,
I mean, we can't all, you know, we got to blame the behind the scenes execs and stuff too. They definitely do that.
Because I just feel like TikTok song and like, oh, this is going off on TikTok. Let's just keep going with her.
I feel like female rap, as some parts of it, I feel like female rap is becoming a little bit cookie cutter. I'll say this, because I you know, thank God for the Nicki Minaj's still around. Thank God for the Megan's. Even Cardi B. I feel like you can say whatever you want to say about Cardi B, but she's still self-made. It's her come up is still genuine.
Yeah.
But I bring up the Nicki Minaj and the Megan because those are the two women that I really think that they be really fucking rapping.
Absolutely.
And they really be fucking rapping. Yes. They can like rap.
Yes.
And like Megan can get up there and freestyle on the mic right now in
and
front
that's
of your
how
face.
She started. And that's
you know what I'm saying?
Like a lot of the ways that people started is not the same. Like Ice Spice, I don't know how she, like, I think I get tied to people's stories. You know, we seen Megan out there with the men on that little overpass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Nicki can rap with the niggas.
Yeah.
Megan, that's what I'm so thankful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Megan can, I love someone that can rap.
Yes.
I love someone that can sit in my face and you can rap to me in my face.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, I love that.
Yeah. So
I'll always respect that. If the song, if you have trash songs, whatever. But you, at the end of the day, you can sit in my face and rap.
Right. Because we are lovers of like actual music. You know, not just like there
the
are,
camera good. Okay.
There are like fun times where it's like, oh yeah, turn up, da da da. But I don't wanna water it down. You know, like,
that's why I feel like
rap.
That's why. But the thing is with Ice. Okay, I'm gonna say this though, real quick. I think that like someone like Lakia, mm-hmm. I think that she can really rap. Mm-hmm. Like Lakia can rap, and she has a beautiful voice. She can sing too.
Yeah.
I think the issue with her, and I always said I'm gonna keep saying this because it just like it, because I follow her and it just kills me. It's like, girl, she's rapping and no one cares about her. No one cares. Like, there's nothing like polarizing about her. Yeah. I feel like with Ice Spice, like she has like that distinctive look, the light mm-hmm. skin, pale light skin with the red hair. That's the look. She can do that.
Yeah.
Even with Megan, yeah, Megan can rap, but she's a tall, thick girl mm-hmm. from the Houston.
Yeah,
we don't have a tall. We never had a tall, thick girl from Houston in the female rap category.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? We got New York girls all through and through. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like Ice Spice, she has that look. You know what I'm saying? With Glorilla, you know, she had that Memphis country, yeah. like, you know what I'm saying,
music.
Like that music yeah. with it, however they say it, yeah, like, you know what I mean, like, but I just feel like with Lakia, I just feel like, and I love her mm-hmm. but it's like I'm just being transparent in my thought, like I'm thinking mm-hmm. out loud. I just feel like there's nothing like distinctive about her look.
I can see that, yeah,
like I feel like she and blends in big, she blends in.
And what's unfortunate is like you have to do that with women rap. Like, you can't just blend in with women rap. You have to have something. I feel like with men, like, I feel like there are plenty of people that look like Lil Baby.
Yeah, people
just like, mm-hmm. you know, just rapping.
Plenty sound like Young Thug. Plenty yeah. sound like Future. Plenty sound like Migos. Plenty sound like this,
but
that.
But, like, mm-hmm. when you're a woman rapping, you have to have that extra factor that, like, will have people appeal to you. But, I mean, part of that is always because people discount women rappers, which is why niggas need to rap. My whole point.
So how do you feel about Sexy Red?
Sexy Red is interesting to me. I think I was not a big fan of Pound Town.
Me neither. I hated that song, but after I listened to that project, I was like, ooh.
Yeah. I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. But like Ski is mm-hmm. going insane.
And Hellcat, SRT, yeah, nigga come up on me.
Yep. And I think that's also a thing. Is like being able to have it translate to men.
Yes. You got straight men singing that shit.
Exactly. But men are not going to say my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. They're just not going to say it. Unless they, you know, unless they're joking or whatever. But like men will say ski all they want. And Hellcat, I seen a video of them ones in the car that had the guns. Did you see that? They mm-hmm. had a whole bunch of like AKs in the car and they was rapping that. It was like a bunch of young boys.
I think I saw the video. I swear, I'm like, oh my god, these young boys are guns. Let me swipe away. I don't like that. that was the song. The song they were singing. Oh
yes,
wow,
that was the song they were singing.
I was at a video shoot. I can't say that. I signed
ooh,
something.
Okay.
I signed something. But I was in a video shoot last weekend. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he was here. So I was an extra or whatever. Hopefully they got me. They didn't cut my scene out. But yeah. And one of the guys in the scene we were in, mm-hmm. when every time it was the cameras were off, Hellcat, and this nigga dreads all that shit. He yes. a nigga straight hitting them, talking to the girls, all this. Hellcat, SRT, like yeah. he was just Hellcat ski. He was just singing all that. I'm like, damn, this nigga, this straight nigga,
right.
Exactly. Is sitting here just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I mean, like it or not, those are the people you have to be able to appeal to in order to continue your reign. But, like, it kind of also goes back to what I was saying about, I don't want this to just be a moment. I don't know if
yeah,
Sexy Red
do you
is
think
a,
that she's going to last?
I don't know if she's a rapper. It's funny.
She's not a rapper. She's like a fun.
Yeah.
But hold on, China. But there's other guys, though. That have longevity that don't be rapping like French Montana.
That's true.
Like he has long. I don't think French Montana
really
is
like
a lyricist. I don't blame you, but he still has those moments. Like
yeah, he does.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, getting the better because that's not a good example. Let me see who else don't be rapping but still.
I'm trying to think.
A nigga. Because these niggas kind of do be rapping a little bit. At one point, Future wasn't rapping that much, but he rapping now a little bit too.
Yeah.
Damn, who don't be rapping? Shit, these niggas be rapping. My bad. Shit, these niggas be rapping. It's somebody. It's a nigga out there that's been around for that don't be rapping.
Somebody.
Somebody.
Somebody. But yeah, I mean. I'm happy for Sexy Red's reign. I think she appeals to a very specific audience.
You think? I don't know because she was at that white boys frat party. There was them white kids was going off of her.
Oh, really?
I don't know if she was booked or something, but she was at some white fraternity frat party somewhere last week, and they was going up for her.
Okay.
Wow. And then Drake added her to his rest of his days. I don't know, but the Drake touch be kind of helping people too.
That's true.
Because Drake touched little baby. I mean, not literally touched him, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he, you know.
But
if, you know what I mean?
But if the Drake touch happens, I feel like you also have to
have something good behind it.
Exactly.
But the project, I wasn't a fan of Pound Town, but the project, the Hellcat, it's in the, it ain't my fault. Like, she has some stuff on there. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if she has a good hook, I feel like she could keep, yeah. I don't know. We'll see by the time, this time next year.
That's
we'll
what
see.
I was about to say. See, so I was, it's funny because I was listening to Rory and Maul before this. Mm-hmm. And Rory is
the
like.
Yes, there's a clock on her. It's a clock on her. He was like, it's a clock on my, it's a clock on
the latest episode. That's what mm-hmm. he just said. He was like, the clock is still ticking. She could be popping all she wants. The clock Damn. Is still ticking. I said.
I think they're going to do the same thing what they did, because Ice Spice had the EP that came out last mm-hmm. in the last year. Then mm-hmm. it was a deluxe that came out mm-hmm. last month with added some more songs. I don't know. What you think about Ice Spice, though? You think she going to last?
No. Like,
I
think
this Doja Cat tour, we'll see what I feel like she's missing a performance aspect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's a rapper like 21 Savage was in 2016. She just, I don't feel like she does anything but does this and turns her butt around. Mm-hmm. I really don't. Like, I don't see, maybe Tiana need to come yeah. in with her or yeah. something. I don't know. Yeah. I don't feel her music. I feel like it's like, you know, fun, you know, in the deli, da, 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 in her mood. Like, when you getting ready to go out, listen to that.
I want
to
see, she opens up for Doja Cat, and I'm going to the show.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I want to see what her performance is going to give.
I'm interested.
Hopefully, because I know her team sees everyone talk about, we all have the same critiques.
Yeah.
It's the stage presence.
Yeah.
She's a pretty girl. I feel like pretty girls, like, she can definitely get a lip gloss deal, and, right. and a hair deal, a weave deal. She's always going to make money. Yeah, girl. I was definitely someone that caped for Sweetie, but now that time has gone by, and like, because I wanted to wait and see what the music would do, because I'm like, let everyone grow. But with Sweetie, like, I'm kind of like losing hope. I'm just like, wow, like, this is just not. What you think about Sweetie?
I think I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, so like I said, I shot Rolling Loud, I think, 2 years back to back.
Miami?
Yeah.
Okay.
She,
you know, it's a Rolling Loud fucking Portland. Everywhere. And everywhere.
Portugal and all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, she did Icy Girl both years because she hadn't come out with anything. And I'm like, why is she still here? Performance stuff.
I'm surprised her label didn't drop her. No, I'm not even lying to you, because like, that project she put out that didn't sell. That's
that
not
on,
good.
Best Friend on it?
No, she didn't even put. She didn't.
Is that her song?
That's her song, okay. But Doja Cat on it. You know, yeah. You know what I'm saying. But I think she put out a project a few months ago, and everybody said that it only sold 2,000 copies. But she put it out at a wrong time. It was a lot going on, like the Takeoff stuff, and then like people thought she was talking about, it's like, it was a whole Quavo. Thing, it was a situation, like it was the wrong time. I don't know. I just feel like
J-Rob, name 5 Sweetie songs right now.
He probably could. He's a producer.
Go ahead. I want to hear.
You know Best Friend J-Rob.
I know the Best Friend.
Yeah, okay.
What was the other one she
Icy
had?
Girl.
Icy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Icy joint.
Right now.
What was it?
Go to your head now. Freak, now,
freak, huh? No, what was it? This the PD Pablo sample.
But what song is it?
I don't even know. Nobody I just know knows. The sample.
That's
I don't even know.
The whole point. This is what I'm talking about. A moment. And then it's like
the thing is, happens? but you know, honestly, China, you know what's helping her? And I'm not a hater, guys. We're just talking here. This is the thing with the Sweetie stuff, right? Because like I said, I was definitely there's episodes where I was caping for her real bad. Mm-hmm. This is the thing. She got thrown into rap because of the whole viral Icy Girl thing. Cool, right? And she's a pretty girl. Someone saw it's smart. Cool. I get the business thing, right?
Yes. Yes.
The thing that like stretched it out for her, she got with Quavo.
Yes.
The Quavo thing, and I feel like Quavo was helping her with her music a little bit. You can tell a little bit too. Mm-hmm. The Quavo stuff, cool. Pictures, endorsement deal, Edge Control thing, you know, all that stuff. She's pretty.
Yeah.
Lip gloss, makeup, you know what I'm saying? She's right. Getting the deals, cool. It's you know, and she's taking pictures and stuff. So she has influence, mm-hmm. for sure. Like, she has influence.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's stretching it out. Quavo breakup. You know, the breakup. Right. That's a whole bit situation there too. Mm-hmm. Then, so that's the breakup stuff. The drama. Boom. With YG. And the thing is, like, the whole YG stuff, and she's being with YG and stuff, but like YG and Tiger, they're gonna have an album come out soon, or a project or whatever come out soon, and they're about to go on tour. And so now she's on tour with YG and Tiger, that's about to be on tour, whatever.
You think their tour name would be TYG?
That's interesting. You know what I mean? That's, you know? But no, what happened was she was on the LA Leakers thing, because she put out two songs. Those two songs were underwhelming, but she put out two songs, and she went on the LA Leakers interview thing, which is, first off, sidebar, you went on LA Leakers and you didn't rap, you didn't freestyle like all the other people do. That's already a red flag. It's an alarm, because it's just like, you can't do, because you didn't do it because you can't. You didn't
LA
do it
Leakers
because
is literally
you didn't
known
do. I'm like, this man, they're sitting there just talking to the girl. They're sitting there just talking to her. Like, what? You ain't rapping? Lotto and them was rapping on that. Megan, they all was. You said what?
They ain't trying to hear it.
Cause she know they gonna eat her up, but that's the point. You feel me? Like, that's like, what the fuck? You can't. That's like, you already can't do. That's, you can't do that.
Did you ever see the video where she? I did. Yeah,
and I saw the one with the Ebro, when Ebro was laughed at her face, in her face.
Oh, yeah. I remember. That.
So that's why she's traumatized. But it's like the point where, like, it's like you haven't grown to just like do it again yet. But then also, she said in the interview, she was like, she was on tour with YG, and she basically said YG put her on the tour. Just put her on the tour. But if they weren't together, would you be on tour?
And what songs did she perform? Exactly. How long was her set? Exactly.
She didn't perform yet. I don't think it's a tour yet. I mean, it's a tour, but it didn't start yet. But still,
let's see what song she's gonna perform. This is what I'm saying. Like, yeah, she's gonna perform "Icy Girl," which came out in 2016.
She doesn't have an album yet. Exactly. You don't have an album out yet.
That's crazy.
You don't have an album out yet. That's crazy.
It's been
a long time. It's been 7 years.
Yeah.
You don't have an album out yet. That says something. You don't have an album out yet. you don't have an album out yet.
A&R Danny. Let's go.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, for real though, like,
that's true.
I think she might be in the 360 deal or something. No, seriously. Because, like, how was the record label making any money from her?
I guess the brand deals, right?
360 deal.
Yeah.
You don't have an album out yet. That's crazy. And you've had hits. Best Friend, Tap In, Icy Girl, My Type.
That's the song.
Okay,
My Type.
We got four.
Back to the Streets.
Okay, there we go. She said her five. There we go.
But these were either samples or features.
Yeah. Right.
You had a song with Doja Cat. That better
Doja,
fucking go up.
Janae.
That better go up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm surprised she's still. I don't know. I don't know. And you can tell the difference, though.
I was feeling her too. Liked the marketing that she was doing.
Yeah.
And when I learned, like, oh, she went to college to communicate. Like, okay, obviously you took classes in marketing because you know what you're doing. And then, because even before she was a rapper, she was doing stuff like Pretty Girl, Icy Girl. Something.
But I discovered her because and I don't mean to like be harsh, but I discovered her because she was messing with Diddy's son.
Justin.
They went to college together, so I was like, who's this girl? And I was like, oh, let me follow her.
Wow.
And then she raps. Oh wow. And then that's how that whole thing happened with her. But it's crazy how he's going that show and it's not rap. It's like going on Funk Flex and just talking to him,
right?
That's true.
He don't have no drops for you at all. It's just like,
isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
Going on Funk Flex, and you're a rapper going on Funk Flex, and that just rapping, hey, for Funk Flex. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
They must have been cool. That dude, what's his name? Justin Credible. They must be cool. They must like her or something. Or be cool with her or something. Yeah. Like, sit there and actually talk to her without her freestyling. That's crazy. You're a rapper. You can't at least do like a rehearsed freestyle or something.
Something.
And this goes back to what I said. You just need to rap. Like,
at least Lotto raps, and I think she's boring sometimes. At least Lotto raps.
I'm a fan of Lotto just because I've been a fan of Lotto since she was on Rap Game. I used to watch. Mm-hmm. I watched all the seasons of the Rap Game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so seeing her, like, oh, I know she can rap because I seen her rapping when she was 16, 15 years
She can
old.
Rap, but I just feel like some of her songs are like flat.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yes,
I can see that, but I can also appreciate it. I mean, not appreciate the flatness, but appreciate the fact that she's rapping.
Yeah, she can rap.
Yeah,
but can you make a song? That's different too. That's another thing.
But if you compare her to LaKia, she has a bit more of a thing.
What do you
an
mean?
It factor kind of, you know, thing that'll
she attract. Looks different. She like she looks different. She like she looks you know what
she
I'm
looks
saying?
Like Faith Evans and Mariah Carey. But like yes. Like yeah.
What do you think about Cardi B?
I love Cardi. I really do.
What do you think about I've
been watching her since I was watching Love and Hip Hop, honestly.
I watched it before, like, Love and Hip Hop, when she was on Instagram being a fool.
Yeah, so it's just like I appreciate an organic trajectory. Mm-hmm. And I think she has one of those. I mean, you know, the people come into the mix and make things better, but I think I've seen her since she was not what she is now. And I just love seeing her. I think she's, I'll always say, like, when she was on Love and Hip Hop, I was like, I'm just a regular, degular, schmegular girl from the Bronx. That's what I be saying about myself. Like,
what was the reason? What was the reason?
Exactly. And even that, she told Peter Guns off.
Like, oh, I'll be damned if I have your come in my bloodstream.
Exactly.
If you come in my blood, like, you got, come on. Yeah, something like come that. On. Yeah, like, girl, you better go off. You better go off, yeah. Bronx.
No, I really do, like, I mean, even if she has writers, she is a performer.
I think she's been lately.
Mm-hmm.
I've been noticing, like, because I usually see Partisan in them credits.
Yeah.
I feel like she's been writing more.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the pressure, like, you don't write. Even though, like, I feel like she writes, but she also gets help. But yeah. I feel like she's like, no, fuck that shit. I'm about to write this whole thing by myself. Fuck it.
I also think Cardi is a very, very interesting case study on somebody that had an album come out five entire
one
years
album.
Ago. One album.
At least she had one. Sweet don't got no she album out. No album at all. That's crazy.
She was on the cover of Vogue last week.
Yes.
And she got one album.
One album out.
The kids you got that were you born got a diamond song in kindergarten.
You got a diamond song. Your whole album, her whole first album is at least platinum.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least platinum.
All of it. Every single song.
Every single fucking song.
I get it. But
that's why they be hating. That's why they be fucking hating on her ass. You can't.
That's the only girl.
Honestly, in my opinion, that's the only girl that can get into a Nicki Minaj and still have a career.
Yeah, she like yeah.
And still have a pull.
It's probably because they have very similar stan. Not as crazy as Nicki's are,
yeah,
but Nicki's, like
Nicki, her fans are mental. I had to block a whole. I said something.
No, same.
I said now I do a little thing where you do. I bleep the name out.
Mm-hmm.
But like before, I would just talk my shit and like they would come. I'm like, bitch, get the
That's
fuck off my page.
I had to block a whole the name mm-hmm. out because they're
it's
annoying.
Too. They're mentally. It's like a mental
they're
situation.
Insane.
It's they're worse than Beyonce. I'm sorry.
And I know they're 37 years old, and that's what kills me.
Not 37. It's specific. maybe they hate their jobs. Maybe they hate their people are you know people are miserable.
That's true, but you gotta find something better else.
How did you feel about the
need a crochet?
How did you feel? My mom crochets. She's actually really good at it.
Crochets too.
She's really good at it. How did you feel about the Nicki and Lotto situation? Because I remember I saw you on my timeline too. How did you feel about the Nicki and the Lotto situation back and forth? And then also side note. Lotto doesn't look old to me.
No, she doesn't.
But I did notice that she's starting to not do the lace front. She's starting to wear her natural hair out more. And that because the lace front and the heavy makeup can put some years on you. That puts years on you.
I think it's very like I'm a good empathizer. And like I think being able to feel how Lotto felt, like Nicki being like one of her favorite rappers,
she does sneak this. She sneak this.
That's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Like exactly, and she don't want to admit it.
She does.
She likes to play the game and just be like, oh, but like no, you knew what she was doing, and that made me sad for her because it's like, dang, that used to be my dog. Like we did a whole song together or whatever, and now it's like she hates me. Like I remember that. Like it was just messy. It's just too messy. That's frustrating to me. Like, I don't like any of that.
And what was wrong? It was something about like what was wrong with her? What was wrong with her hitting her up saying like, you know, don't bring me up when we had an argument. Don't talk about me no more.
Right.
Don't do that. Like, what's wrong with that?
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
Exactly.
I kind of like how she stood up to her.
I do too. She called her arms though, and that's
You talking about Cardi B? She's like arms.
Arms. Oh yes, that was Cardi. Mm-hmm. That's the most disrespectful.
That was hilarious. You know she loved calling Cardi B ugly, which that's
if
not
you
true.
Call
Cardi's not ugly.
Arms,
that's hilarious.
I would never speak again. But no, like, I think I'm glad that Lotto stood up to Nicki, because it's just like, you're acting a bit delusional.
Do you think that, honestly, do you think that Nicki feels pressure from any of the girls at all at some point?
Absolutely. I think I
like, who?
I know that there's this whole like thing about like, oh, back then there was, what Lotto said is 100% true. For a very long time, Nicki Minaj was the only rapper that, only female rapper that mattered. Mm-hmm. When it came to like, I vividly remember like tweeting during like BET Awards and MTV Awards, like, why are there other people in this female hip hop category?
No, good and damn well, it's gonna be Nicki's.
Exactly.
You nominating, why you nominating, no shade, why are you nominating Eve in 2015? Well, what the fuck? That's crazy.
Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea, like, you know, good, oh no, 1 year Iggy did win, I think.
She did. But like, it was like a number of years where Nicki was just the one, and that was fine. But now
there's actual material out now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that Nicki feels pressure by that. I think she feels insecure about that. I don't know this woman at all, but
it just seems like that.
What it comes off as to me.
You think, like, she definitely fucked it with Cardi? She definitely fucked it with Cardi.
Oh yeah, I think because there were so many comparisons, can see how
the comparisons were done.
When people start comparing me to other people, I'm like, da 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 da. But it's like, at some point, you just have to accept that, like, you're a woman and other people can rap as well. Like, other women can also rap. And other women are going to rise to the top. They might not take your spot, but they're going to rise to the top. And
I think that,
that's it.
When it comes to impact, I think that Cardi kind of got her.
Oh yeah,
but when it comes to ability, like rapping, like
Nicki,
I think, yeah. But when it comes to ability and rapping, I think Megan can play with her a little bit. I think Megan can, like, I'm not saying she can beat Nicki,
yeah,
at all. I don't know. Whatever. When it comes to like going toe to toe with rapping and stuff, I feel like Megan can sit there and play with her a little bit.
I can see why you say that.
I think she could. Because I feel like it's niggas, just like how it's niggas that Nicki Minaj can wrap circles around, it's niggas that Megan can, it's niggas that Megan can wrap circles around.
That is very true.
I don't know. It's period. These niggas, she be on these nigga songs. Megan be on these nigga songs. She be rapping. I'll rap a nigga on his own song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's 100% true. But you have to be okay with that. Like, I don't see every male rapper being like, oh. But
that's what I'm saying.
It's
like,
also because women, you know.
I just think it's crazy how, like, I love Nicki Minaj. But I just think it's crazy. When I see her on Twitter and stuff and just carrying on Twitter and stuff, I just think it's crazy how, like, wow. Like, at one point, like, your peers were Rihanna, Drake, and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Like, you have songs with Rihanna, Drake, and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Like, you came up with them.
Right.
And I don't see any of them on. Rihanna used to be crazy on Twitter. She used to carry real bad on Twitter. Bad. Like, you don't see her doing that no more.
No.
But Nicki, you on here with the stand. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's like it's taken over. Like, it's almost like she kind of relies on relies on the barbs to do stuff. And like, whenever she be on her radio show, like, very similar, like, oh, like, messy, just unnecessary.
And like, she feels the need to, like, oh, I'm the first female rapper to do this, and no single out and no video out, but you're Nicki Minaj. Like, at that point, you don't need to have a video out for a song to go top 10. Like, you don't have to. You're Nicki Minaj.
Right.
Why are you still bragging about that? I don't know. It's weird to me.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it definitely can just be like, it's unnecessary. And I also think sometimes it's kind of like, I wonder if it's fake, where it's like, oh, let me get on a song with these people because they're coming up.
Who?
Like Nicki. Like, she's been on a song with everybody. She has beef with.
Who? Oh yeah. But you know what? Also, I think lately with the whole Ice Spice stuff and the Pound Town stuff, she has her own record label now. Mm-hmm. And so now she drops her, like, the heavy on it, like, in the song now. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know, but I think now when it comes to her being on these people's songs, she tries to get like half of it or something, or like, it's like a thing. It's like a business side of it. It's like a bit. So, cause I think what the whole beef with her and Megan was, I think that she hopped on Megan's song and Megan, you know, used her for that. And then Megan, I guess you wanted Megan to be on Queen Radio. Megan never showed up. Or I think Megan didn't keep her end up of the bargain between them. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, yeah.
But so now when she gets on these new girl songs, okay, I'm about to drop my drop on this. And I'm going to get on the back end. I need to get some type of royalty or something behind this because Megan did a number on me. Let me go and get the business side with you.
Yeah.
That's what I think that is now. Yeah. So that's when the whole Sexy Red stuff. Like, I don't think that she respects Sexy Red as a rapper at all.
No.
All that shit she talks on Twitter and you want Sexy Red song, that's crazy.
Absolutely not.
That's crazy.
Absolutely not.
But Ice Spice, I think that she thinks that Ice Spice is cute, a cute girl. But you don't respect Ice Spice as a rapper. No, you don't.
The slightest.
You don't.
And it's going to be interesting. I can't wait till like 50 years from now where like we just hear people talking about really what happened. Like somebody doing like a Quincy Jones type of expose. Like somebody gonna do that.
Who you think is gonna be that's really like tell it all?
I don't know.
Probably I don't know.
Ty Dolla Sign.
That is hilarious. She said that is fucking hilarious. I don't know. I'm waiting for this new Cardi album. Oh, I'm interested in seeing the Offset stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think about the Migos and Offset and stuff and Quavo and them? Like, what do you think about them?
I mean, I didn't fully listen to Quavo's new project. I listened to like a bit of it.
Me too. Because it was a little depressing a little bit.
It is. Like the takeoff songs and stuff like that. Yeah, it's very sad, very depressing.
Do you think Offset can carry as a solo artist? Like not from now?
I think he can. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just not going to be the same. It's like Quavo and Offset are not going to be Migos. It's just not the same.
It's crazy how that whole story ended like that.
It is, and it just makes me really sad.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, nah, I don't. Yeah.
Well, this is a nice. We talked about a lot of. Do you think so? Do you think we did a good job? Okay, this is why you have to come on again. We can talk more.
I love it.
Okay, so where can they find you online?
Everyone, I'm China. You can find me at Made in China, MADE, the letter N, and then CHYNNA.
China with two N's, two guys. N's. Not
that
one,
my name.
But two.
My official name is actually China. That's me on like Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. And my website is madeinchina.com. I'm a photographer as well, if you ever want to book me. But also, I'm just cool, so. Not cool, but I just be chilling. Whatever. Hey, y'all.
You got to come on again. But yeah, so thank you guys listening to the Heard the Podcast. I'm your host, Danny. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe on YouTube, HER_D, the podcast on YouTube. And we're on everywhere. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those places. So make sure you guys subscribe and tell a friend on there. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Heard the Podcast. Bye.
Bye.